Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time, if I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list. It was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sister, and welcome to another episode of Fueled by Faith. I'm your host, M. Vermeer, and I'm just so blessed to be with you today. And I just want to start off with asking you for grace and space for a raw and honest conversation. When I started this ministry and when God called me to start this podcast, it really was meant for women, as you go back and listen to the intro, to really soak in our time with God, to really slow down enough to reprioritize our lives, because the world normalizes busy. You hear it almost every time you ask someone how their week is or how their day's going. Oh, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. And my prayer for you today in this episode is to slow down enough to hear what God is going to say. I'm going to pray in a minute. I really feel like Holy Spirit wants to speak. And I pray every day for God to use me and to use this platform, because ultimately it is His, it is all His. And I'm so grateful to be a vessel for it and a collaborator with the Lord. And it's my prayer that this is a conversation between you and I. Because sister, we're in community. We long for community. And if you are in business or a leadership role or in ministry, it can be easy to isolate yourself in a place of loneliness. And that is the exact spot that the enemy wants. I recently read that the enemy was never given any authority, that he works, he can only work through the hands of man. And that hit me so hard to realize that it's through our hands God can work, and it's also through our hands that the enemy can. So it's so important for me to give this podcast and this ministry to the Lord. And I really feel like Holy Spirit has a message for someone today to slow down, to reprioritize things in your life with really centering Him first and primarily, and allowing Him into every other role and facet into your life. We can compartmentalize God and only allow Him to speak to us or have place in our lives Sundays, Wednesdays, Saturday nights, just in the mornings. What I'm personally learning is that God wants me all of the time. I have access for Him to speak to me, speak through me all day long if I allow it, if I'm looking for it, if I'm seeking it. And this isn't to call you out. Please hear me. This episode is for us to collectively come together and have a conversation and really reflect on where we're operating out of and how that's overflowing in our life. I had a conversation with someone recently, and they are a Christian and were a Christian at the time that they had this conversation with someone close to them. And the person close to them said, If being a Christian is how you're acting, I don't want it. And they reflected on their outward life, and what they were showing was one of anxiety and fear, maybe lack. And the person that was telling them this was really holding a mirror up to this person, saying, if a life of fear and anxiety and overwhelm is what Christianity looks like, I don't want it. And that is where modern day society is thriving right now. It is so evident that anxiety is stricken women. That is an attack from the enemy that God is wanting to break. He wants to break that off of you. Man, we have access to freedom. Sister, you have access to thrive today if you choose it. It is time for us to step up and realize that we have to take radical responsibility for what we're choosing. And I'm praying that this calls you forward, because I need it as well, in realizing that God gave us free will. And that also means that He gave us the will to choose Him or not. And the enemy can use that. And a lot of us are allowing that to happen. And there is no more time to waste, my sister. So if you haven't gathered in this already 6 minutes into this episode, that this is just gonna, it might even sound like a rant, but I just pray that you hold on and that you just ask the Lord to speak to you in this as well. And if there's something that He wants to reveal to you specifically, pray that with Him. And I'm just going to pray us in, and I just ask for your grace and for you to really lean in to this episode and what God specifically has for you. And I pray that if there's someone that you know that this fits, that you send this to them along with a prayer that it lands for them. So dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank You for today in this moment. Lord, I thank You for the opportunity for this podcast. I thank You for those that are listening in, God, that are under the sound of my voice right now, Lord. And I just pray for the words of wisdom, Holy Spirit, that You just come through, and the topic of the discussion is exactly what You want to be heard right now, Lord. What do these women need to hear today for them to grow closer in their relationship with You, for them to get filled up on Holy Spirit so they can go and they can glow? God, it is time for Your daughters to shine. It is written that you have commissioned us to go and tell the good news. We are on assignment, God, and I surrender this podcast to You, and I just ask, Holy Spirit, for You to transcend upon the ears that hear it. May they get a word that just unravels them.
hits their heart. But God, it gives them a swift kick to get into action, reminds them of who they are and whose they are and the power that resides in that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, my sister, so I really feel led to empower and encourage you today. And that is a part of Fueled by Faith. We're here to empower, encourage, and equip women in their walks with the Lord, because ultimately, that's our foundation, you guys. Like, if you think of building a house, you've got to have a solid foundation or everything else will crumble. And if sometimes we do things backwards. I'm there myself. I built a business without God being at the center of it. I'm not saying that you can't do that, but if you want Holy Spirit and Lord abundance in your business and every other aspect in your life, the invitation must be there. And there's so many people that I see that's missing Him as the center, as the righteous order, that priorities are kind of not intact, or they're not intact is the incorrect term, but they're not how they really want them to be or how they're even portraying it. And it's time to get into order. We are losing time, and God is placing an urgency in my heart, in the heart of women inside Fueled by Faith. And it is time for such a time as this. It is time for you not only to step into what God has called you to do, because you've already done that. And what I'm feeling right now is there's been a tug of war. Whoever, someone is listening to this or will be listening to this, and there's been a tug of war with purpose, with assignment, with, am I doing the right thing? Is this how it should be? Even the timing of it's not happening fast enough, or maybe you said yes yesterday and not everything has fallen into place 24 hours later and you've already lost all hope. That's just being a human in today's society of instant gratification. And this is where your trust gets to be built. This is coming out of just the pure kindness of my heart. And I pray, Lord, I pray that they feel this, that they feel this heart posture of urgency. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister, God's calling you to plant your flag in your faith in His word. So we hear that the Bible is truth. This is His truth. It is His word. It is written, and we have the words to back it up, and we have this book that we can, well, these books that we can walk around with and find answers and encouragement in these words. But when it comes to our specific truths, and when I'm not saying this as your opinions, I'm saying that what God has specifically told you and only you, there's power in this. And not many people speak of it. I've also heard it misconstrued to make this higher than God's truth. And that's not what I'm saying. So don't get it twisted. What I'm actually referring to is God speaks to His daughters. And He has told you things. He has led you to a business or a ministry or an idea or even a role, maybe as a wife or a mom. And He's told you this, or He's made things clear, or He's spoken through other people and that has affirmed you. And because it's not written in a published book, or it's not known by others like His word is. The enemy comes in and tries to misconstrue or tries to tell you that that's false or tries to insert imposter syndrome and make you think that you're not worthy or good enough or available to even do these works. This is where the gap comes in, okay? And I may have talked about this before, but we're going to reiterate it here. I've heard this educated by a pastor, and I'm not sure who he was, but it's called the gap. And God gives us a skill set. And if you can visualize like lowering your left hand, like down right in front of you, and that's your skill set. Okay. Now raise your right hand like above your head, like you're lifting it out, and it looks like we're balancing weights, right? And one's higher than the other. That right hand is the call, the assignment, the role that's been put on your heart. And you can see that they're not at equal distance. They're not at the same levels. And this is where most people, like this gap portion, they start to fill it with imposter syndrome, disbelief, unbelief, fear. And that gets so full of lack to where that goal, that assignment cannot be achieved. But really what that gap is intended for is your dependence on God. Your absolute 100% surrender, fall to your knees, dependence on Him. If you haven't been in a season like that, I know this is something weird to pray for, but I pray that God brings you to your knees so He can work through you. That gap is the opportunity for dependence on Him. So that gap, He will fill with His glory, with His connections, with His favor upon you. And that will grant you access in addition with your skill set and your vessel and His movement and His power to connect you to your assignment. So, like most of us, you might be in this gap season of looking at your skill sets and be like, okay, God, you told me that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. This is what I have. How in the world are we going to get here? And the answer is Jesus. The goal is Jesus, not another landing page, not 10 more assistants to help you out, not even the most expensive mentor in all of the world, not all the anointing oil poured over your head. We can get so overloaded with even what people say in podcasts of like, I've got to do everything the right way and I've got to be perfect and it must look this way. Sister, let me remind you, all you need is Him. Jesus is the answer. He is the goal. He is the power. We cannot outperform His power. We could work and work and work until our bones are dry. And He could just say, sit down, I got it, and make it happen. In a season last summer, I had a life bomb occur. And literally how it sounds like life just blowing up in an unexpected way and not knowing how to navigate it. And that was the first time I ever realized that I was broken and that the only thing that could fix me, the circumstance or the situation, was God. And I don't think you can quite understand that until you're on your knees, surrendering and praying and crying all at the same time, in your war room, battling your flesh and the flesh of others and their opinions and thoughts and how they think you should respond to the circumstance or situation. But praise God for that war room, and praise God for the quiet space, and praise God for His movement and His daughters when we surrender. Because through broken people, God works. That's when He shows His victory, when God can use a broken person. Just look at His disciples. Messed up, unpolished, but obedient men that loved Jesus, loved God, and trusted without a shadow of a doubt that He would move. Now, during this life bomb was such a pivotal timing for me in my business. We were 6 weeks out from our annual large women's conference at the time, and God was calling me to let go of everything and just heal and focus on me and the circumstance at hand. And while, yes, I did focus on the conference, I was not actively promoting. I believe I took like 3 weeks off of social media and even emailing so I could be with God and be in that situation, because it was a primary need, and it was within my righteous order and what I was simply called to do. And I also felt God saying, do you trust me? Do you trust me that I would actually take care of something that I've called you to do, and in a season that you can't perform how I want you to because I'm now calling you to heal? Do you trust me to take care of that? And I will tell you, I'll have to go back in the analytics to really look at it, but I feel that it was more than half of the women, it had to have been more than half of the women that purchased tickets. We had over 100 women come, so that was probably 75 plus tickets were sold without my effort. It was God. It was my dependence on Him in the gap. And He said, I got you, daughter. But it took my trust to enact that. It took my movement of my to-do list of marketing and selling tickets and moving it over to God's to-do list and saying, God, I know you got this because you're calling me to heal in this season, and trusting that He was going to do it. And not only did He do it, He outdid our goal. That's the trust and the surrender and the gap. And so recently God gave me a word that is about to get real uncomfy, girl. You're about to get real uncomfortable. So lean in. And how do we make the discomfort comfortable? And it just made me think of Jesus. Because reading about Him and even seeing depictions of Him and His character, He made such uncomfortable situations seem comfortable. Walking up to random people and healing, even being arrested and gentle, even showing anger and knowing that He would be seen in that and even recorded in His anger. But He's multifaceted because He was human and he was man and God. So where are you at in your season? Is God calling you to get uncomfortable, to stop tug-of-warring with what he said is yours, to write down your own truth that he spoke? There's a beautiful song by C.C. Winans, and it's Believe For It. And my favorite part is the middle where it says, he said it, I believe it. He said it, it is done. In these moments that God reveals who you are and the assignment on your life, do you believe it enough to say it is done? Do you believe it enough to stop tug-of-warring and just set the rope down and say, yes, Jesus, today, tomorrow, and the next day? We hear about saying our yes, and that can sometimes get misconstrued that it's a one and done. But sister, when you say yes, it's a consistent yes, because the enemy tries to come in and be like, oh no, you don't have to today. You don't have to give him your yes today. And that can become a very toxic cycle that can come in. But God wants our yes all the time. He paid the price for it. I have a beautiful friend that, and I'm going to mess up her quote, but she simply said that our doubt, our fear, our anxiety, the price has been paid to where we can't afford to have that fear, doubt, or anxiety anymore. Man, if you look at the news, I try not to get bogged down by the news or even have it on, but I still want to know what's going on in the world so I can pray for it. And if you, there's an urgency, my sister, there's an urgency for you to step into your spiritual giftings. There's an urgency for you to step out and be a light, to expand the kingdom. It is so foolish of us to think that we are not worthy, or we're not going to, because we're not going to be so big, or if like one person isn't enough. Die to yourself today and realize that the King of Kings is in your heart and wants to go and impact the kingdom here on earth, that you have access to eternity right now. It doesn't wait for us to die and go to heaven. Your eternity starts today. You have people in your life that you want to know and to secure, that you will see them again in the kingdom of God. And so if that does not speak to your heart, to penetrate it, to get you to walk on solid ground and put a fire and fan of flame inside your heart to go, I encourage you to reach out to me or someone in Fueled by Faith today, because it is time for you, for me, for women of God to come together and lock arms, because we are better together than we are apart. The enemy trembles when we come together and worship. And so it's required for us to get together. It's required for people to see the kingdom of God in secular areas, worshiping and praying and realizing that there's a king. There's people that still don't know who Jesus is, but you can simply step into your giftings, walk into your job. use your hands and feet and your kindness and your personality and everything that God's gifted you with. And that can simply be enough to get a conversation started to start expanding the kingdom. It starts with you. It starts with you. I'm not saying you got to go on a corner and start preaching to everyone and telling them that the Lord is here and ready and he's coming and all the things. I'm not saying not to do that if you feel led, but I'm wanting you to recognize that God has already spoken to you. Whoever this is resonating with today, you already know what God has called you to do. It's time for you to own it. Not step into it because you already have, but you've been picking it up and putting it down and picking it up and putting it down. And God's saying, no, pick it up, keep it in your hands, walk with me arm in arm. God is a God of collaboration. He's not a God of, okay, daughter, I want you to do this and now you are on your own. No, he wants to collaborate with you and connect you with other people, put you in community. It is time for such a time as this, my sister. It's time for you to establish her. I don't know if you are new to Fueled by Faith or not, but we are in a season of establishing her. And if you've ever read the book of Esther, she is who we are studying this year inside of our membership. And I couldn't spell her name one day. I had a brain fart and I was like, E-S-T-A. Oh my goodness. E-S-T stands for establish. And then her is at the end of her name, establish her. God was calling and raising up women back then to save the nations through prayer and fasting and community and pure reliance on his faithfulness. And if they could do it back then when it was very different, well, I will say for us here in the U.S., now that could look different upon nations that you're in, but like she risked her life knowing that God was using her. So what would it look like for you to get a little bit uncomfortable? You don't have to risk your life. Maybe he's calling you to be bold. But I'm sure it's not to that extent. But where could you be a little bit more uncomfortable, uncomfy in your trust in him? It's time. If this episode resonated with you, please give it 5 stars and leave us a review in the comments. If you want to have a conversation with us, send us a DM on Instagram at fueledbyfaith_. Tag us. Send this message to someone that you really feel God is calling forward in their assignment. If this encouraged you today, we would love to hear about it. And I'm going to pray us out. And I just pray that this hits and lands. And if it doesn't, don't even take it with you. But if it does, let it sink, let it soak in. And I would love to hear from you and where God is calling you forward and how we can pray for you. Because sister, in a season of establishing, it is so important to have community behind you and accountability. So stay tuned within Fueled by Faith to really get in community, go to our Facebook page, get involved so we can support you in this season. All right, posture your heart and your body to receive this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this message. Thank you for using my mouth to speak to your daughters. I pray for the woman that this resonated with. May she just soak it in and be reminded of how great you are and how big you are. And how you always take care of us. even in the seasons of discomfort. That there's provision, there's joy there. Your son, Jesus, was the perfecter of faith, and we thank you for him trailblazing the path for us to know and be reminded of what it is to look, what it is to walk fueled by faith, fueled by you, and true and utter dependence on you and your word. God, I pray for this woman that she's reminded of her truth that you have individually spoken to her, that she lays down the rope of tug of war and she picks up the purpose and assignment that you've put on her heart and she trailblazes her path. I pray that she finds community along the way to not only support and pray for her, but to lock arms and help her gain favor in other people's eyes and connection and just a launching pad for her and what you've called her into. Lord, I just pray your covering over this woman and protection over her. Lord, we bind up any schemes that the enemy may have upon her life and we send them back to hell, straight where they came from. He is not welcome. Not yesterday, not today, not tomorrow. So enemy, bye-bye. And Holy Spirit, I ask for you to come and fill this woman. Fill her so much that she's overflowing, God, that she cannot stop smiling and people recognize that. And that is the start of her extending grace and love and expanding your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, are doing, and continue to do in and around our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.